The Earth is broken up into many different tectonic plates that move all the time. Most earthquakes occur along those edges of the plates, but there are also intraplate earthquakes.
Any earthquakes in Illinois are intraplate earthquakes because we're not along a plate boundary.
That's Northern Illinois University hydrogeologist Dr. Megan Brown. She says scientists are constantly considering different reasons for why earthquakes occur here.
Things like fluids playing a role, or the geologic structures, both, you know, kind of ancient structures versus intersecting faults. There's several different hypotheses of why intraplate earthquakes occur.
Some believe conventional drilling leads to earthquakes. Brown calls that technique the jelly donut approach to drilling, where a drill goes straight down into the donut, actually the earth, and extracts the jelly, oil and natural gas.
Where that analogy fails is it's not like a lake of oil and gas. The oil and gas is sitting just like groundwater does in between the grains, the rock, in the pore space. That's one of the reasons you might frack a rock, is to try to make a higher permeability, which is just the ability for fluid to flow through the rock. So you want to increase that to allow more flow. Then the oil and gas is pumped out by pump jacks, which are those bobbing, kind of rotating machinery that are often seen in like fields along interstates occur in the, you know, middle part of the country.
Drilling techniques that use sand and water, fracking, creates wastewater, which has to go somewhere. Drilling operations often just put it back into the ground. That can have consequences, but it turns out in this state, wastewater isn't the only culprit.
So an injection-induced earthquake are earthquakes that occur or are triggered by human activities, and specifically injection of fluids, usually into the deep subsurface, but sometimes a little shallower. And in Illinois, the vast majority of induced earthquakes are actually associated with the carbon sequestration.
That's the removal of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and placed deep, that is to say injected, into the earth with a goal of slowing or reversing global warming. That took place in Decatur from 2011 to 2014.
And so there is some induced seismicity there, and this is injection because they're injecting CO2 into the subsurface to try to sequester, keep it down there to reduce carbon emissions. But as far as I know, the vast majority are very small magnitude. I'm not sure if they've had any felt earthquakes, but I can't say they haven't. I haven't done as much research on that.
Does conventional drilling lead to earthquakes?
It can. So if you have fracking in conventional, those little micro seismicity from breaking the rock are earthquakes. But the majority of induced seismicity from conventional drilling are going to be from the extraction. So if you're extracting, you know, a whole bunch of oil and gas and the water that comes with it, you have pressure decreasing, and that can change the stress along faults and allow earthquakes to occur. It's a little less of a problem than the wastewater disposal, but it definitely does happen.
So what do you do if you are concerned about the potential side effects of either conventional drilling or fracking?
I said the key thing was to stay informed. Whenever there's a permit that goes through, there's usually a requirement for public notice. If a group wants to ban fracking or limit it, stopping it before it starts is definitely easier.
In other words, do your groundwork. I'm Connie Kuntz.